Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
You know, our president, Donald Trump, name-checked in this song. You know that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that's right.
Yeah?
Might have to fact my
You might have to listen to that again.
That. Yeah, I think I believe Donald Trump is name-checked in country.
That whole album got a lot of spins in high school, top to bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Tip to tail.
Nice.
A lot of good ones.
Yeah, that was after your athletic peak.
Way after.
Yeah. But you got a good
Speaking of athletic peak, Nelly, not just the ultimate jock, he was a minor league baseball player.
Oh, I didn't know. I've seen him in some of those celebrity basketball games. He played minor league baseball
for the Pirates, I think.
He was like a regular Michael Jordan.
He was.
Very impressive. I didn't know that. So there you go. That's Jeff Passan prior to the Nelly rejoin there. Jeff Passan on the Michael Kay Show saying that the Red Sox are likely out. Yeah. On Alex Bregman.
He also, Astros might be back in.
Yeah, he also discussed 2026 as the year to really get excited for the Red Sox, which is good since we have 2025
to
look forward to.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You were telling me yesterday, Keith, the over-under for the Red Sox is out?
Yeah, it's relatively high in some places. I was actually even looking at, I'll give you both, but the just to make the playoffs prop.
Oh.
Sportsbook Rhode Island has it. I assume a bunch of the other books have it. So just straight up, will this team make the playoffs? So yes or no?
Yes or no. Binary answer, will they or won't they?
Minus 135, yes. Plus 115, no. Suggesting that they are more likely than not to make the playoffs.
Sounds like a good buying opportunity on the plus money there is what that sounds like.
Yeah, you could.
Plus 115 to miss the playoffs. Let me go lock that in real quick.
And so that's weighted. And now the win total, which you're asking for, that is minus 115 both over and under. 86.5.
So I guess my question would be,
I think it's a good number to set, to be honest, because I think they're a few games better than they were a year ago.
They're looking at just the roster as is, right? I mean, do you think anything's baked in where like another move or two could happen? I'm guessing not.
No, because I think they'll alter the line if need be. It's such a long season. I bet even if they do add like Bregman, I can't imagine that it would even go up that much.
So really?
How many wins does Bregman get you?
A couple at least, no? I mean, if you're just going off war and the stupid win totals that they add, a league average player gives you a couple of wins there. So if you're upgrading, maybe another win or two. I wouldn't expect it to move a ton.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But they would address it then, 88? I don't think they'd have it now because this one you can bet over or under. So you could be like,
that feels like a high total for this roster because I think this is starting to sink in. The reality is starting to sink in for me. Maybe others of you out there got there quicker than I did. You probably did.
Yeah.
This is the team.
This is the squad.
This is the squad. They're done.
But let me tell you, Last year, they won 81 games.
Yep.
Are they six games better than last year?
No. They're better, but they're six games better?
So they got a guy who might win the AL Cy Young.
Yeah, Tanner Houck finished really well in Cy Young voting last year.
I'd expect
the tailing off.
Where did Houck finish in the Cy Young?
Where did he
finish in the Cy Young? Guess right now.
Eighth.
He didn't get any votes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I take strike that from the record, with the Donald Trump name check.
I don't think he got any votes.
Did he not get any votes?
No, I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, please
last
do.
Year, Liz, I love this.
Wouldn't it say like Cy 12 if he did?
It would say Cy 12, but he didn't. Ten guys got votes.
Yeah, so he was 11th.
Scooble, Lugo.
That was close.
Klass.
Yeah.
Cole Reagans, Corbin Burns, Logan Gilbert, Framber Valdez, Kirby Yates.
Yeah.
Yusei Kikuchi.
Kirby
Kate
Yates?
Smith.
That's rough. That's a rough look for my guy Tanner Houck.
So your guy Houck didn't get any votes.
He could drop off. So even if it's Garrett Crochet and Walker Buehler and they're better, you don't know with Buehler. And Garrett Crochet should be better.
Yeah.
Tanner Houck might drop off from
what
he gave
you a year ago.
What if
I told you Trevor Story's back? I don't buy that one.
They're better. I would not say they're six wins better based on Garrett Crochet, Walker Buehler, and Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, I was really hoping that the number was going to be
Garrett Crochet helped the White Sox win a lot of games last year, didn't he?
Tons.
I mean, you're going to blame him for the White Sox?
So many.
Well, he wasn't really allowed to pitch in the second half.
Fair point.
So, what was it? I was hoping the over-under was going to come in somewhere at like 82.5, 83.5, and I would have taken
the over.
Even though I'm a little bit more optimistic, because I wasn't expecting any really good players to come in, so the fact that they traded for Garrett Crochet, I'm like, all right, that's good. Walker Buehler isn't the greatest thing in the world, but he's better than what he had. So now you can bump those guys down the rotation a little bit. Maybe you get more out of Tristan Casas this year. You don't know if he's going to get hurt again or whatever. But so I think they can win a few more games than they did last year. But I was definitely surprised to see that they're expecting to make the playoffs. Like, okay, I don't know if they're that much better.
What? Do you think they're done? They're not going to do anything else? I mean, like budget signings and filling out your roster, probably. Do you think there's still a chance they trade Casas?
I mean, there's a chance. I just feel like it would have already happened.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening because the way they talk about their rotation, and I'm talking about Sam Kennedy, I'm talking about Craig Breslow, the way they talk about the rotation, they talk about it like it's done. And if you're trading Casas, I imagine it's for another starter. I don't think they're going to do it. They're out on Bregman. Maybe if you had to ask me what's most likely that they're going to do for like a high level quote unquote move, not just a budget signing, trading for Arenado, I feel like is still looming out there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That one I wouldn't change.
Because right now you probably have six starters right now.
Yeah.
Right. And any one of them can get hurt at any time. Your bullpen's, I guess, kind of set probably. And then you just look around everywhere else. Like, I think that's the team. I think this is what we're looking at. The big question for me is going to be how many or do any of the big three prospects play right away? Or if not, when do they play?
Well,
that's the question.
Do you think any of them break camp with the team?
No.
Me neither.
That's why they're talking about 2026.
Red Sox are cheap, and they're going to manipulate, the term on their contracts, not start their service time on the clock. And so, get excited. Jeff Passan says, hey, they're probably out on Bregman, but be excited for 2026. That's the motto for the 2025 Red Sox.
Tough.
2026, get excited.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I would wager on the juicier side of that bet, Red Sox missed the playoffs. And probably the under 86.5. I don't think they're that much better than a year ago. They're better. I don't know if they're five or six wins better.
Yeah, the line's too high. I wanted to go over. Like, I think they'll have a winning record, but there's that sweet spot in there where it's like 82, 3, 4 wins, 85 wins. Hell, if they win 86, you still lose the bet if you take the over.
True. So what do you think? Are the Red Sox a playoff team? And are they done, more importantly? 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. Plus, it's a Thursday. We're putting something on the clock. Why is this the worst Super Bowl imaginable when it comes to rooting interest for Patriots fans and really anybody outside of Kansas City and Philadelphia? We'll give you our thoughts on the clock. We'll also get to yours coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.